continuing Chayei Adam Klamim tests, and we learned Simin Yud Beis, and we left off with a question: what about the situation of Chaviv? So sometimes you have a fruit which you like very much, and it's not one of the Shivas Haminim, and you're eating a date which is you do not find as Chaviv to you. And you're eating oranges, and you find oranges to be very Chaviv. So you prefer oranges much more than you prefer dates. So what should you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Reshit Aleph that you should make a bracha on the Chaviv. Shulchan Aruch says in Reshit Aleph you should make a bracha on the Shivas Haminim. That's how the Sif Aleph says that the halacha is, that the Mile of Shivas Haminim, it's one of the fruits which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that it has these fruits, that gives a Chashivas to it, and that's the one you're supposed to make a bracha on. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Sif Beis that this is not the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the person has a chavivus for this food, so he feels happy that the Baruch Hu gave such a food. So he needs to give the praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu on that fruit, that fruit, not the Shivas Haminim. So chavivus takes precedence over other milas, including Shivas Haminim. So now, taking that concept and applying it over here, so he has two fruits. And so we passed not like the Rambam, we passed you should give Kedima to the Shivas Haminim. So we said over here, if the person has two items in front of him, and he makes the bracha on the non-chashav one, non-chashav over here, for example, would be the non-Shivas Haminim fruit, the Shivas Haminim fruit is not automatically included, because it's not right that you should make a bracha on the less chashav one, and the more chashav one should be included automatically. But what would be if the less chashav fruit is the chaviv to him? That's the one which he prefers. So in our example, he made a bracha. He should have, we passed not like the Rambam, but a person should make a bracha on the date, even though he enjoys oranges much more than dates. He made a bracha on the orange. So if he made a bracha on the orange, including the date is included. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that Shivas Haminim takes precedence. It makes a bracha on the orange, not thinking about the date. The date is not included. And he should have made a bracha on the date, not on the orange. But according to the Rambam, he did the right thing. He made a bracha on the orange. That is considered the more chashav, because chaviv is the one which is preferred in halacha. So therefore, the date is included, because the date is the less chashav one in that sense, according to the Rambam. The chaviv is the one you're supposed to make the bracha on. According to the Rambam, the date would automatically be included. So now, he made a bracha on the orange. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, he did not think about the date. So the date is not included. According to the Rambam, the date is included. So what should he do in that situation? So we said that in a case where a person makes a bracha on the less chashav one, he needs to make a new bracha on the more chashav one. So if we pass it not like the Rambam, he needs to make a new bracha before he eats the date. According to the Rambam, he does not need to make a new bracha before he eats the date. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in Siman Reshit Aleph in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel. And he says that a person should not go back and make a new bracha on the min shiva, since he made a bracha on the chaviv, and according to the Rambam, that was the appropriate thing to do. And he pointed out that the Taz paskins that if somebody chooses to follow the opinion of the Rambam, that is a valid option to do. So therefore, since that is true, therefore the person should not make a new bracha in that situation. So this halacha of the chayyadim, the person makes a bracha on the less chashav one, he needs to make another bracha on the more chashav one before he eats it. It would only be true in a scenario where chavivus wasn't playing a role different than the type of bracha that he wanted to make, the type of chashivus that we're following. Okay, let's just Sif Yud Gimel. Kashiyesh b'yado egoiz echad v'yotzeba. He has a nut or something similar. So, he wants to make a bracha on the shalim. So he doesn't want to open up the nut because that's breaking it open. Maybe that's not considered a shalim anymore. He should not make a bracha and then open it. The Shema Hisliya Hagarin, maybe the item inside is not really edible. So the bracha is a bracha levatala. So a person shouldn't say, I have a cheshbon, why I want to keep it closed. And this way it'll be more sholim, etc. Well, we'll see later on, maybe that's not even true. But he should not do so, because the consequences might be a possible ability of a bracha levatala, because maybe it's not edible, because you can't see it. So a person should open it up first, and see if it's edible, and then make the bracha. Have a good day.